This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Now to KERA's Breakthroughs Project, exploring the leading edge of health, science, and technology. When a patient's heart stops, responding quickly is a matter of life or death. A new study out of UT Southwestern shows some hospitals respond faster than others with a life-saving medication. If you've ever seen someone's heart stop in the movies or on a TV show, you know the drill.
Let's get the crash cart. We got a shocker. The
crash cart rolls out, someone puts gel on the patient's chest, paddles get charged, and she's back. Not so fast. Dr. Rohan Khera says shocking the heart works only about a quarter of the time.
So if a heart has a bad rhythm, which quivers, that's something you can shock out of. But if the first rhythm is not something that is the heart is quivering, then is the time that you give epinephrine or some other medications at that point.
Yep, epinephrine, also known as adrenaline. Khera, a cardiology division fellow at UT Southwestern, says you might not see it in prime time, but the bulk of cardiac arrests are non-shockable, meaning that defibrillator won't work. So along with CPR, pumping epinephrine through an IV is standard practice. What isn't standard is how long it takes hospitals to give patients epinephrine and how many of them survive.
We see a lot of differences across hospitals on how many patients survive to discharge if they have an arrest in the hospital. Mm. And there is some data out there to suggest that incremental delays in giving epinephrine in terms of every added minute reduces survival time.
Khera's observational study, published online in the journal Circulation, reviewed more than 100,000 records of patients whose hearts stopped while at hospitals across the country. He found considerable variability in how quickly epinephrine was administered. At the hospitals where it was given quickly, patients had a 20% higher survival rate.
Although guidelines recommend giving epinephrine as early as possible, hospitals are not conforming to that guideline.
What could cause delays?
So I think it's very operational. I think cardiac arrest is one of those fields where team mechanics, team dynamics play a very important role. And a part of our study, which is kind of we wanted to highlight in our study too, that hospitals that have high volumes actually do better. So it plays on experience. Mm. So hospitals that see a lot of it do a lot better.
Which is sort of what they've shown with surgeons who perform our surgeries tend to do better as well.
The only trouble is you can't train people on, you don't want people to have more cardiac arrest, unlike surgeries. So I think how we envision this going forward is more training.
Khera says since the study was observational, he'd like to identify the poor performing hospitals, train staff to shorten epinephrine delivery time, and track the results to see if that really does improve outcomes for patients. The result, he says, could be big.
You would find that a lot more people are likely to survive to discharge. And among people who survive to discharge, a lot more people are likely to have good functional status,
meaning a faster recovery. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.